In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. It's been a rough year for Uber Technologies, the ride-hailing giant, which has been hit by several scandals. And now the Wall Street Journal says four mutual fund companies have marked down their investments in Uber, the first such price cuts that suggest investors are souring on the company. Joining us is Rolf Winkler of the Wall Street Journal. Rolf, this was for the second quarter. Who were the mutual fund companies and how much did they mark down their investments?
Four mutual fund companies in particular, Vanguard Group, Principal, and Hartford, all marked down their positions 15% to $41.46. T. Rowe Price was the fourth one that marked it down. They marked down their stake in Uber 12% to $42.70.
Rolf, does this directly tie into Uber's troubles?
It does. So stepping back for a second, we should explain to listeners that one of the tricky things here is that, remember, Uber is a privately held company. Its stock doesn't trade on the public stock market. So what we're really talking about here is mutual funds that have bought into these pre-IPO technology companies. They have to come up with some sort of estimate every quarter for what the shares are actually worth. And typically, if it's a healthy pre-IPO company, they'll just hold the shares at whatever was the last price that the company sold stock to investors. For Uber, that was $48.77 in the fourth quarter of 2015. And this quarter's markdowns, which is really the first time anyone's departed from the 48.77 number for any substantial reason, this is the first time that mutual funds have said, you know what, some of the company's issues clearly are weighing, and that's why they're marking it down, most likely. They won't say, of course. They won't say why they're doing it, but, there's a mounting list of scandals and issues for the company.
Sure. Uber has struggled to rebound from these scandals. There are executive departures, including the ouster of its CEO, Travis Kalanick. There was a blockbuster lawsuit from Alphabet over charges that Uber stole trade secrets. And also there was the fallout from a probe into its culture after allegations of sexual harassment and sexism. And this has really worn on the company.
Exactly. You just listed the three. Travis Kalanick isn't the only executive. They're missing a whole bunch of executives in their C-suite, and they have been for a long time. The lawsuit is, they've been accused by Google, by Alphabet Incorporated, of stealing self-driving car technology and allegations of rampant sexual harassment to the point where they had to bring in Eric Holder to do a special investigation into the company's culture. And this is all adding up. You see now, of course, the biggest blockbuster news of late is that it's one of its early investors, Benchmark, is suing because they say Travis Kalanick didn't disclose some important information. They're trying to sell some of their stake to SoftBank at a discounted price. So you can see that a lot of issues are starting to weigh on the company, and that is likely reflecting in the estimates that all these mutual funds have to put on the stock.
I'm speaking with Rolf Winkler of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
We know you well, you who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune, and you no longer getting a paycheck but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work but can't help not to, you serial entrepreneur you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Rolf, I noticed that there was one mutual fund company that held its estimate. Which one was that?
Well, we've got three other ones. Fidelity is still at $48.77 as of June. We don't have their mark for the end of July yet. They'll be posting that in a couple weeks. In about 10 days. So we'll have a sense for whether they've marked it down, but they're still at $48.77. The other two other funds that hold it are Morgan Stanley, which doesn't regularly update its numbers. The last number we have for them is March. They're still, as of March, at $48.77. And the other one, the outlier, is BlackRock. BlackRock actually has marked the shares up from the last round price. They're currently at $53.88. They won't say why. None of the mutual fund companies will ever say why they've marked a particular private company stock at a particular level. They just won't comment. But BlackRock has them above the last round price, which is very odd, and it's hard to see how they can justify it given the decreases from all the other fund companies. What they'll tell you is say, hey guys, actually, we had marked it up as high as $54 and change as of April, intra-quarter. So our current mark as of June at 53.88 is actually a slight mark down. So we're not actually marking all. It's just very confusing. The point is they're high. Those three fund companies, they don't take the view that the latest issues have impacted the company, as far as we can tell.
Well, speaking of the company, it's valued currently at about $68 billion, but Uber is still a private company. And don't mutual funds usually wait until startups go public to invest in them?
Well, that's the problem, right? So the $68 billion, a couple things you said there which are important. The $68 billion figure is based on, the last price where they sold shares, $48.77. So they actually have to sell shares to investors. The way an IPO is really a sale of shares to public market investors. So the $68 billion figure is based on that. And if you decide that these mutual funds are closer to reality, no, who knows? You can't really say what the shares are worth until there's a market for them, right? If you take the view that the mutual funds have it right, well, then its valuation has fallen from $68 billion because they're at $41 to $42 a share instead of $49. After the Jobs Act passed, a whole bunch of private technology companies decided, you know what, we don't want the aggravation of going public. We don't want to have to register with the SEC. We don't want to have to do quarterly disclosures. It's just easier if we stay private. The problem for the mutual funds is that, well, they typically invest in these companies and they want to capture a lot of that growth that normally if the companies went public earlier in their life cycle, they'd be growing in public markets and the mutual funds and regular public market investors could capitalize, could benefit from that increase. What you have is sort of a new kind of paradigm where the companies still need to raise money. They still need to sell stock to investors to fund their operations because a lot of them lose money. Uber loses tons and tons of money. They lost $700 million in the first quarter alone. But what they do is they still sell stock to the mutual fund companies and others, but they have to do it as private companies. So basically the mutual funds are stuck. They hold the stock and they're not going to be able to sell it typically. They could, it'd be problematic, but they typically hold the stock till there's an IPO. But they have to invest to capture that growth in the early stages of the company's life cycle. Now they're forced to buy the stock when the companies are still private because the companies are staying private longer.
The Wall Street Journal's Rolf Winkler, thank you very much for joining us, Rolf.
Thank you.
And that's Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner at The Wall Street Journal.